Hey, that shit was really loud.
Welcome to episode 7, where we just got our eardrums blown out.
Who needs them? what's up, everybody? Episode 7, just coming off another fight weekend. Monty is back.
Yeah, Miami was dope.
Yeah, how was
Travis
that?
Scott, best performer on the planet Earth.
I'm very jealous.
Future did his thing. Migos was sick. Lil Uzi Vert. I'm not a big fan, but he did a really good job.
Like Lil Uzi?
I mean, I like him, but...
Even the jump off the stage?
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
Dude.
That shit was crazy.
So
that was like 30 feet up.
What?
Yeah.
Jumped into a crowd of arms?
Yeah,
fuck that.
Straight up.
He's brave.
Flatbush Zombies did their thing.
Did they play Thug Waffle?
I caught only like the last 4 songs.
Oh.
But, yeah, man, overall, great experience. It was kind of overpacked. People need to learn how to drink water because people were passing out left and right from Molly and not drinking water. So
Percocets, Molly Percocets?
Yeah, exactly.
That's all sorts of things like that. Okay, cool. Well, anyway, I'm glad you're back, bud. Glad you got home safe. Glad you had a good time.
Yeah, thanks.
And fuck you for going on vacation and I stayed here in
Muggy,
Ohio.
Though,
thank you.
On your podcast.
I was telling Sean... I went and got the key from him at like 9, and he didn't get off till 10:30. That's why I had to grab his key to come here and do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I was literally sitting here just like staring at the computer and my phone, taking notes for like an hour, like talking to Bob. I'm just like, dude, I don't know if I could do this. But then Chris Clem gave me the light. I was like, you know what? I can do this. The Cavs cast goes on almost every week. I can do this shit. So I did. And
yeah,
turned
you
out
did
okay.
A good job.
Thank
I mean, you.
You
threw a little bit of shade at me.
Yeah,
but I mean,
it's we added another A to the
yeah the
we other, added another A back.
The other A made a comeback.
It's a lowercase A this time, so it's a capital A, lowercase A, MMA.
Jeez.
So fight weekend.
Yeah.
oh, also Basement Comedy Show 9 was amazing.
Oh yeah, we got to talk about that real quick. I'm gonna go grab a beer. Do you want one?
I got all mine next to me, but thank you.
Yeah.
Basement Comedy Show 9 happened this weekend. I did a little rap thing. It was super fun. I'm so glad I did. I appreciate Lousy Weather putting me on like that. Then we had Mike Calhoun, Cody Cooper, and Bill Squire, who absolutely crushed it. It was amazing. The comedy shows just keep getting better. I'm so excited for the next one already. You know, and that was your first one. So what did you think?
Yeah, I'm back. Okay, so I went into this with, you know, I didn't know what to expect.
It's called the basement show.
Yeah,
you know,
and I've never even been to a regular comedy show. So
okay, that was your first one.
Yeah,
nice.
Never even been to like a comedy club, nothing like that. So I didn't know what to expect. It was so freaking fun, dude. Mike Calhoun did a great job. Mom's not here. Yeah, he was good. And then Cody Cooper's sense of humor is like one of the most, like the best. Like his sense of humor is like me. He embodies me.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was
I messed with him. Bill
night.
Squire, super funny. Had on his Stipe shirt.
Yes. I instantly walked up. He was going to the bathroom. I looked at him. I'm like, dude, yes.
Yeah, that was gnarly, dude. Totally repped on a perfect day, too. So, shout out to
great
Bill
day.
Squire, man. Yeah. We had a great time. Me and my beautiful girlfriend drank some beers and watched you tear up the stage, my guy.
Thank you. Thank
Ooh,
you.
Everybody's like, yo, this dude Slim's really a good rapper. Like, yes. I've been
Who
telling you guys.
That? Who was saying that?
Dude, Taylor didn't really understand. Like, she listened to the mixtape and everything, but her seeing it live, what's up, man? She did not know.
Really?
No, you really had bars all like that.
That's awesome. That's sick. That's all. I did all new things. Like not even like on the internet.
Yeah, just
yet.
Straight fresh.
Just
like
fresh,
that fresh Slim.
Slim fresh.
Man, that was hot, man. You did
Thanks,
a great
buddy.
Job.
I appreciate it.
You did a great job.
Thank you. Thank you. So after the comedy show, the fights ensued.
Yeah.
And it was it lived up to the hype. Honestly, the biggest fight card of the year so far. I think it told a lot of stories, and I think it opened a lot of paths
yes,
for certain
it did.
Fighters. It was a big test for certain fighters, and also it was kind of like some, I get that, you know.
Yeah. I was really surprised. It was very violent, first off. I was really happy with how violent of a card it was. I really enjoyed that. The preliminary card was pretty good. It opened up with my man, excuse me here, Gadzimurad Antigulov. Okay.
Where's he from?
By the name Antigulov, he's somewhere from Russia. He doesn't even have a page on this yet, but I guarantee he's like Russian, Dagestani, or like Chechenian, some shit like that. He defeated Joachim Christensen. Got him in a rear naked choke in the first round, dude. Tapped him out.
Wow.
That was the only submission of the night, so that was good. I like Antigulov. He looked nice at the light heavyweight. He's a prospect. We'll keep an eye on him.
For sure.
Moving on, featherweight. Enrique Barzola pulled off the mild upset, I felt, over Gabriel Benitez. That was a decision. Unanimous. He only lost one of those rounds, and it was a good fight.
Yeah. Okay.
One
to watch out for, too. What weight was that?
That was at featherweight. The last fight in that was women's strawweight. That was Courtney Casey, who defeated Jessica Aguilar. I actually had Jessica Aguilar winning that fight.
Yeah, I thought she was going to come out of that. Dude, her picture looks crazy on this website.
Let me see. Oh, she looks demented.
She looks psycho. I thought she was going to pull shit.
That's a psych ward pick.
Right.
Yeah, I thought she was going to win, man. She ended up getting
four
beat up.
4 seconds in the third round. Or is that 4 seconds left?
Oh, it was a decision.
This is okay. Oh, I see it. I don't know why they put it like that on the website.
Yeah, it was a unanimous decision. Courtney Casey.
Courtney threw 368 strikes.
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of volume.
That's a lot.
It's what to expect with her.
But Jessica landed 4 or 5 takedowns and didn't.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she's a wrestler. She has a wrestling background. So. I don't know. We'll see. That strawweight division is...
We'll see. It's. I think it shows promise, and I think some fighters that aren't big enough for 135, but they're a little too big to cut to 115 to still be athletic enough, I think the new 125, the new flyweight division is really going to open some new doors for the women's division, so that'll be good. Next fight, though.
Preliminary card opener, which was on FX, by the way.
Yeah.
Not on FS1, which is... weird.
Oh, it was on FX?
Yeah, it was on FX. Oh, okay. So that's just like a weird thing. That's not normal. So.
My boy, James Vig.
Who he beat? Marco.
Poyo Race.
Yeah. James Vig, he's nice, man. He's 7-1 in the UFC.
I like him.
He's got stand-up power, and if he gets you on the ground, he might tap you out, too. He's nice.
Big for that division.
He reminds me of like a... like a Rory McIlroy or
McDonald.
Yeah, McDonald.
Okay.
Kinda. Like, the way he stands up,
He reminds me of, like, a cowboy, almost.
Oh, okay, yeah.
In a way. Just his striking
ability. Yeah, and he's always down to bang, like,
for sure.
Up, yo, so.
He's awesome. I'm big on him, yeah.
Yeah, he ended up knocking dude out midway through the first round. TKO'd his ass with some punches.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good show.
Moving on to that heavyweight division. This was actually fight of the night. This was a great fight. It was pretty violent. Chase Sherman ended up beating Rashad Coulter. I thought, looking at Rashad Coulter, he was going to win because that man is massive.
Right.
He
landed 107 of 235 strikes to Coulter's 36 strikes landed.
Ouch.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Ooh.
Not good.
Yeah, no wonder that,
So, now...
So is Chase someone to look out for?
He's got some more to do. I didn't see enough out of him in that fight exactly to say I'm too high on him all like that.
Yeah.
He looked good. He won. He knocked him out.
He was good. He did his thing.
He's a YouTube performance. like we're some snot now.
Right.
I mean, he did good. He won.
He didn't make me any money, but...
I thought he looked good.
Yeah.
Maybe he can end up moving up. But that heavyweight division, man, you never know with those guys.
You never know.
Now, this fight surprised me, man, because I'm high on Chaz Skelly. I think he is such a good fighter, man. Oh, man, I can't
Jason
believe
it. Jason Knight coming through with the knockout.
Can't believe it, dude.
20 and 22. That's pretty good for the featherweight division.
Yeah, I was surprised by that. I mean, Jason Knight is very promising, man. If he's knocking out Chad Skelly,
that's four in a row now for him.
Yeah,
so that's
he's on the come up, dude.
A little step up in competition now.
All right, and
man, okay. So first of all,
let's go over this again, guys.
I have something. I have something to say about this because this pissed me off. Eddie Alvarez, what was it, 3 months ago, 4 months ago, went from being the UFC lightweight champion of the world, the mm-hmm. best lightweight fighter on the planet at the mm-hmm. time, lost to Conor McGregor, mm-hmm. takes 5 months off, comes back, and now he's on a prelim fight? Are you kidding me? He didn't even get the main card, but who was that? David Branch and Krzysztof Joko did? What? Are you kidding me? Dustin Poirier, first of all, this fight could have been...
This fight was fire.
This fight could have been a fight night headliner.
Yeah.
And they put him on the prelims. That just shows how stacked the rest of this card was. But...
I do agree, though. They could have replaced that other fight.
And, yeah, I would have so much rather...
But since it was on FX, I'm sure... They were FX was kind of like, well, how about
something.
You let us...
Yeah, we need something.
We'll throw you guys Eddie Alvarez and Dustin Poirier.
I get it.
But so what ended up happening in this fight? You want to explain it?
So Dustin Poirier came in looking great. You know, he's been in the UFC a while now. And,
yeah, he's
and
been
he came from the WEC with all the rest of them guys, but he's been looking great lately, and he bullied Eddie Alvarez the whole first round. It really surprised me. Yeah. I thought Eddie was going to come in with a vengeance. You know, he wanted to get his belt back, and he wanted to get back on top.
I was expecting the same.
Dustin Poirier just made him look like a little sluggish. Mm-hmm. Like he had some ring rust, and he's not been out that long.
He was tagging him, bro.
He really was. But second round, they're up against the cage. Eddie's standing up, but not fully up, and Poirier threw the knee. Instantly, you hear the crowd go, oh!
Other way around. Eddie Alvarez threw the knee.
My bad. Yep. Okay, so yeah, Alvarez threw the knee. And instantly, you hear the crowd react. They're like, did that? So then the referee pulls it off.
Musasi Weidman 2.0.
Basically. With a little more, coverage.
A little more definitive.
Yeah, right. Yeah. There's no question about it was illegal.
True.
So that's to be determined. I don't know if they're going to do disqualification.
What do you think it should be? I think
disqualification. I don't like to see no contests on people's records. When they're like, he's 22-5-1. Like, get that one out of there. But if it's a win,
they don't even
loss.
Count no contests. A no contest isn't even on your record. Like,
yeah, that's the one.
No, the one's ties, draws.
No, because you can be 22-5-1-1.
And then, like, in parentheses, they have, like, one no contest. Guarantee it. One NC.
They might not say it. Like, Bruce Buffer might not announce that. But if you look at a dude's official record, it's like, it can be, like, 22-5-1-1.
I'm telling you, it's win, loss, draw. Straight up like that.
All right. If you say so.
I promise.
I'm not going to put money on it because we know what happens when I put money on things.
You shouldn't be bringing us. You owe me beer. That's how we're going to settle this.
All right, next
5 weeks, you got to bring
God
beer.
God damn.
You're down 50.
What's beer my choice? Anyway.
Yeah, whatever you want to do.
So the next fight, Krzysztof Joko versus David Branch.
Another fight that I guessed wrong, man.
Yeah, David Branch, coming from the World Series of Fighting, the former middleweight champ, he had a lot of hype behind him because he used to fight in the UFC back in the day and took a lot of time off. Back in 2011 was the last time he fought in the UFC, so he was due for a comeback. I mean, he didn't do that good. He had a couple wins. He had 2 wins, 2 losses back in 2011, so he's come back, you know, a little refreshed. He looked really good on the ground. There was a lot of stalemates on the fence, which even the crowd was booing, and it was a slow fight. But
you know how those crowds get.
Yeah, Krzysztof didn't look bad in the striking. You know, I think he'll come back for sure.
Can't believe he lost, man.
I think he's still maybe not top 10.
He just beat Talis Latis.
Right. That's what bumped him up to number 9.
Yeah, I mean, he was getting up there, and he's been in the UFC for a minute, dude. I mean, he's been in the UFC since 2013.
Yeah, he's still a good kid. I mean, I'm definitely he's definitely one for for me to watch now. You told me about him on, like, what was that, episode 3 or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it was one of the earlier ones. He's only 27, man. He has a lot of potential.
Absolutely.
He trains with American Top Team. He's also in Ogninski MMA out in, I'm pretty sure that's Poland.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, he's Polish. That's right.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see where he goes. I think he just needs to go back to the drawing board, maybe work on his intensity a little bit. I think the only thing about him that I noticed in that fight is he really just didn't pull the trigger enough.
Yeah.
Even his coaches aggressive. Were saying, like, you need to go in there and finish this. And the, even Joe Rogan was saying, like, dude, I've seen him box before. Like, he's not doing enough.
Right.
I think he was just getting afraid of getting taken down, which, you know, obviously Branch is a really good wrestler.
Yeah.
And he was showing that. He was doing some good work on the ground, but... I think he was too hesitant of the takedown to let his hands fly, which he should have. What are we up to over there? What does it say?
Nothing. I just looked. It's zero.
Nada. Shout out those no people on there. Anyway. So then, the next fight of the night. This one, okay.
Man, I got this one wrong, too. What the
hell? I got this one wrong, too. But here's the one thing I've learned. You can never count out the answer. Frankie. Never. Edgar,
nope.
Former lightweight champion of the world. This answered a lot of questions because everyone thought that Yair was going to come in here and stomp out Edgar, and that he was going to look not, you know, old, but he's going to turn 36 soon. You know, he's the champion. How many years ago was that? I'm going to look at that real quick. I think it was like 2012 when he had that run.
I'm about to look.
That
was at UFC 112 when he won it over, of course, BJ
Penn. Yeah, about 2010. Yeah, around there.
Yeah, UFC 112 was on April 10th, 2010. That was in Abu Dhabi. That's so dumb.
Really, his last four losses are to Benson Henderson and Jose Aldo, who Ben Henderson is now in Bellator. And I think he actually lost one of the fights I watched of him in Bellator. So I don't know what happened with him.
So since Frankie's lost in a lot... Since Frankie has lost to Jose twice, what do you think about that?
Okay, let's say...
does he get another shot at
Max Holloway? Well, he's number two. He's the number two ranked flyweight or featherweight in the world. And Max Holloway's getting the shot because obviously the UFC is like, hey, we don't want to see this again.
He's the interim. So let's say interim
champ.
Let's say for example, or just per se.
Andy Gator. What kind of beer is that?
This is
you Andy. Bought it because it had your name on it.
I hate the name Andy. Nobody ever used that against me, please. But I hate the name Andy. But
don't
anyways,
I don't like it either.
Abita Brewing. It's a Hales Doppelbock. Yeah, it's got a sweet flavor and a subtle fruit aroma with a cold-blooded creature that is Hell's Doppelbock.
Nice. Yeah, a little shout-out our sponsor, Doppelbock.
Yeah, so Abita Brewing, if you need a
shout-out our real sponsor, WIRR Modeling, on Facebook.
That's the man.
Who is Ray Roberts?
Who is that?
Who is Ray Roberts? Mike Jones? back to the fight, though. Frankie... You can never count him out. Yair, you know, after him walking all over BJ Penn, I really thought that he was going to come in here and show something fierce against Frankie because Yair's got a really heavy kicking base style, really Muay Thai specific style. And I haven't really seen him on the ground, not on his back at least. So I was really curious. You know, Frankie is an amazing dominant wrestler, especially at that weight class. He's so strong. He was working people 155, and he wasn't even cut. He was cutting like 3 pounds to make 155. So now, at 145, Edgar's been knocking everybody out. Well, not knocking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Working everybody except for Jose. And, yeah. So
we'll see.
Anyway, what I was saying was if Max Holloway beats Jose Aldo, I think Edgar has a better chance against Holloway. But I think Holloway beats Jose.
I don't think Jose Aldo's that good, honestly.
Dude, he's...
I mean,
pound for pound till Connor beat him.
I know, but just like seeing him lately, I don't think he's all that.
The thing is, he's had so many injuries and he's been out for so long.
Yeah,
but he was pound for pound like
for a while,
deemed the best in the world.
Yeah,
forever until Connor.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So like, I don't think you can count him out yet, but I do think Holloway stands a really good chance to beat him. He's what is it, 9 fights in a row or something like that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's like 10, going for 11.
Anyway, Frankie Edgar. The first, like literally 2 minutes into the first round, Yair comes out, you know, doing his kicking thing, not showing too much disdain for Edgar's takedown. Yep. So Edgar gets him up the cage, takes him down, gets in his guard, and that's how the rest of the first round went. That's within like the first 2 minutes, and really bullied him. I mean, that's what Edgar does. He bullied him, he made him work, and just outclassed him on the ground. Second round comes out pretty much the same. Yair's got a nice size swelling on his
left eye.
Yeah, and Edgar was abusing that. Mm-hmm. Just elbows and hammer fists from the top. And same thing. He took him down and got right in the guard, and that was it. So going in the third round, the ref was like, hey, Doc, you need to come look at this. Did you see the picture of it?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. It was closed.
Little mouse climbed under his eye.
Find out later on that it was not a broken orbital bone, though.
Good.
So that's good. He'll be back in there. But that did answer a lot of questions for me. You know, he's only 24. He's 2 years older than us.
He's young, man.
He's got a very bright future, especially in that division. Oh, he's huge. He was, what, 4 or 5 inches taller than Edgar? He's huge in that division.
I think Yair and Brandon Moreno are really the upcoming, like they're going to inspire Mexico, you know what I'm saying?
They're going to be the
pride of Mexico soon.
Is Ferguson Mexican? Tony Ferguson?
Nope, just looks it.
I thought that's why they fought in Mexico City.
So I was surprised you actually picked this next fight how you did, because I know you're really high on Masvidal.
You've
been talking. Don't make me go back on episodes and just start running how you love Jorge Masvidal.
I don't love him.
You love Game Bread.
I think it was impressive that he beat Cerrone, but I really haven't seen that much of his fights to know enough about him. I did think that he was going to come in here and cause some problems for Damian Maia, but at the same time...
He grappled with him.
Oh, yeah. Maia even said after the fight, like, hey, this is the best... grappler I've...
And that's surprising because Masvidal is known for
heavy
stand-up
base,
game.
Yeah. Which, you know, I'll go into it now. I am really impressed with Masvidal's stand-up after this. Like, he really, you know, had some sniper shots.
Yeah.
Laser accuracy with everything he threw. It just wasn't enough to... But his takedown defense was insane.
Yeah.
Dude, his sprawls were on point, but it just wasn't enough for...
Maia ended up just getting on his back all three rounds.
I thought it was interesting how he was, too. Like, two of the rounds, he was literally just piggybacking him.
Yeah.
And Masvidal was standing up. Most people get finished when they're like that.
Yeah.
Like,
and that takes a lot of strength to hold another man.
Especially Damian Maia.
Right.
Damian Maia, I'm going to say, is the very best submission artist to step into the cage in the UFC.
Ever?
Yes.
Possibly. Did you know Hoist Gracie is a blue belt?
What? Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's nuts. But even after all this time? I've heard jiu-jitsu after a certain amount of time that you've practiced it is just about experience, basically. It's not even about like learning new things. It's about how much time you put into the sport to level up in belt color. But that is surprising. Anyway, yeah, I'm really...
he is a black belt. I lied.
Yeah, I was going to say a blue
seventh
belt.
Degree. I was high.
You were way off.
Go on.
Fact check. Damian Maia looked... you know, excellent as he does. Yeah. But I am really impressed with Jorge that he could stop Damian Maia from doing what he does. You know, that means a lot. I think Jorge will come back. You know, what was he, number 4 or 5 or something like that coming into this, which is nuts. But
I'm pretty sure he was 4.
And did you hear that Dana White did say that Maia is now getting a title shot off that?
Yeah.
Which needed to happen. That needed to happen.
Yeah, I was going to say, I expected that.
I mean, if... he's had number 7? I think. Maia in a row?
Yeah.
At welterweight? Like, that's nuts. He's beating, like, Matt Brown. He's beating all these guys. If he didn't get the title shot, that would be robbery. They would have literally robbed him of that.
So, Tyron Woodley actually ended up saying, go ahead and, if you end up getting on my back like that, you're going to go for a ride.
Good. I'd like to see it.
So, how do you see that fight playing out? Woodley versus Maia.
I don't... as impressive Maia is on the ground, I don't think he can take Woodley down.
Woodley's
traditional methods, maybe if he gets him up against the cage and does some judo trip that Woodley wasn't ready for.
But Woodley's nice straight, on the ground too, man.
That's what I'm saying. But straight double leg, there's no way he's taking Tyron Lue down. Woodley's an excellent wrestler. His legs are like tree trunks. Right. That man is stocky.
Right.
Maya seems small. Maya looked really small at 185 and he was working dudes. Then he comes down here and he looked normal.
Yeah.
But not. But Woodley's huge for that division.
Yeah.
So I see Woodley knocking out Maya.
Okay. Interesting. So we'll be on the lookout for that fight, Woodley versus Maya. We'll see when
hopefully
that happens.
Hopefully they do it.
Should be announced pretty soon, man.
Yeah. Now, I do want to say that Jorge did finish, was it round one or round two? I don't remember which one. On top of Maya, like pounding him in. So he won. Maya won by split decision. One of the judges actually had it Jorge's way. So that's, you know, that's impressive that he, and I feel like that's, the other two judges were probably looking at it like, oh, well, Damian Maya had his back the whole time.
Right.
But then the one judge was like, yeah, he had his back, but he wasn't doing anything with it.
Right.
So, like, that's good. I think if it, you know, we need more judges that are looking at things differently like that. In the aspect of, like, yeah, he had him in a dominant position, but if he just stood there for 3 minutes, that, what does that mean?
Yeah, what is that? Right.
Like, yeah, I don't know. So, that's good.
And then
the co-main event
came, the champion, first championship defense of the night.
Number one.
Joanna Champion, Jacek.
The girl does it again.
Man, she is so dominant. She has to be now put in talks as one of the greatest.
Pound for pound. What is she, 15-0 now, 16?
14-0 in MMA.
14, okay.
She needs to be talked about as one of the greatest female fighters of all time. She broke Ronda Rousey's record.
Yes.
She's amazing, dude. She landed so dominant.
230 strikes. That's awesome.
She's so fierce. Just the way she comes at you, the way she approaches every fight is just perfect, dude.
I did think the weigh-ins were so funny. Oh, she like, man, went to stand off with Jessica, and then went back to her coach and like brought out this belt. What did it say? I don't remember. It said like dreaming or something like that. It was a fake UFC belt. Yeah.
It was like literally like a cloth belt. And she tried to
put
it
on her shoulder, and Jessica let her do it. That's why I was like, man, oh damn, that's funny. It was so funny. But yeah, Joanna backs up the shit she talks. I was really impressed with her. So now we move on to Rose Thug Namajunas.
Yep, we'll see about that.
Who has a lot less experience than Joanna.
Pretty sure they may have fought before. Let me fact check that. And just another fact check. Damian Maya has 7 wins in a row.
Hey, sweet. Not in the UFC, they didn't fight.
Boy. Oh, I thought you were about to disagree with me.
What? No, Rose didn't fight.
No?
Not in the UFC, okay, at least. But that will be one to watch out for. I hope they do that. Like I said, oh, what if they do it at the same time Tyron Woodley?
Ooh, that'd be dope. That'd be a fire little card.
I think the UFC should do more things like this, you know, with the double championship fights. That's really exciting for me. You know, when you're...
I like it, too. I love it.
I don't know if this fight would headline a card by itself. Maybe if they had the rest of the card underneath it. But,
right.
Yeah, I think I like double championship cards. Those are awesome to me. Those are always fun.
Yeah, they get me hyped up.
Yeah.
Gotta watch them. So, our boy,
the Cleveland, man,
represent
the man,
yes sir,
Stipe Miocic, came through
hard,
looked amazing,
fire.
I told you on the weigh-ins, he kind of looked nervous to me, like he got up on the scale, didn't really flex, went down, did his thing. And I thought he looked a little nervous, maybe. Like, yeah. I was like, oh, well, he's fighting a guy who beat him 4 years ago, or it was 5 years ago now.
His last 2011, loss.
Wasn't it?
His last loss. I mean, that's always in your head, man. That last loss is always lingering in your head, dude. You know he had those doubts.
This was in 2014.
Okay, so 3 years ago.
Yes, and he's been on a 1, 2, 3, 4 fight win streak since then. Honestly, Stipe did exactly what he needed to do in this fight. I thought the first two rounds of the last fight, Stipe did a really good job of like basically making Junior not be able to strike with him and kind of backing him up against the cage. That's where Junior loses, is when he's backed up against
Junior
the cage.
Junior has a really bad habit when he's moving away. He puts his hands down.
Yeah.
And that's what ended up costing him. He got blammed.
Man, a couple
he
times.
He got dropped.
A couple times.
He got
dropped. Not dropped a couple times, but he got smacked a couple times with
some
shots.
Yeah, he got dropped once. And that then he got like 20 little fists, like those little like quick fists, like 20 of those in like 5 seconds.
Stipe looked up at the ref like, yo, stop this. Right. I'm going to keep going.
I'm going to keep blaming this dude until you tell me to stop. But
it was great. I really impressed with Stipe. Like Love I said, you, he took it right to Dos Santos. Yeah. Dos Santos didn't have, I don't, did he even, he landed 12 shots, 12 punches. Stipe only did 26, but that's all it took. In the heavyweight division for him to clobber those.
So now he enters the debate of
best heavyweight of all time.
Yep.
He's tied the record of 2 title defenses. That's insane to me.
I know.
Like, George St. Pierre won, what is it, 7 in a row. Anderson Silva, record 13.
Right, right.
Demetrius Johnson now 13.
Not in the heavyweight division. That's why it's so hard to say who was the best heavyweight of all time. Who was the baddest man ever?
Back in the day, I would say Arlovsky. Andre Arlovsky was on a tear. But I was really
high. Talking back in the day, Mark Coleman.
Oh, of course. If we want to go way back.
Yeah.
Like, obviously. Randy but Couture, if you're talking, you could go. You, Tim talking, Silva? Or Sylvia? Sylvia, dude. Yeah. Oh, my God. He was a monster. 6'7"?
Yeah.
He was a monster.
Ouch. Imagine getting blamed by one of those.
Ugh.
Owie.
Owie. Now, I want to see, and someone else tweeted this, I don't remember who, I think it was Ariel Helwani. I want to see a healthy Cain Velasquez versus Stipe. What happens there? Stipe's a good wrestler. He doesn't show it because he doesn't need to he's confident in his hands.
Right.
But what happens when he faces Cain who doesn't stop?
It's going to take Cain getting healthy for that to even happen.
Well, he just had his little surgery. Cain wanted to fight again. I think it was Cain was supposed to fight Dos Santos again and then pulled out and said, oh, yeah, I got to have this little minor surgery. And everyone's like, You were going to fight and you're about to have surgery? Like, no, you're not going to fight right now. And then they pulled him, and that's why Dos Santos got the title shot. But I don't think it's going to be that long before Cain's healthy again. I know Stipe wants to...
Stipe's going to have a fight before Cain's healthy. I'm telling you that right now.
I think he takes a little more time off.
We'll see.
I thought it was so funny in his post-fight interview. Joe Rogan's like, Stipe, what is next for you? He goes, my kitchen. I'm working on remodeling that right now. And,
You know he just like never stops working. Dude. He goes home and he's a firefighter.
It's insane, man. He's such a respectable guy. He holds a classy guy.
He holds it down, man. Insane. He holds down, reps the Cleveland. Like,
I'm so high on that guy.
Love you, Stipe.
What an excellent ambassador for Cleveland sports, for this sport.
Yep.
You know, I'm really high on Stipe, but
we have 2 champions right now. 2 Ohio champions. So
it's nuts.
Out here repping, man.
Yeah.
Come at us.
Who else? Who
do you think Stipe fights, though? Let me ask you that. If it's not Cain Velasquez, who does Stipe fight?
Let me look at the rankings real quick. I don't know.
I think
Derek Brunson
or Derek Brunson
or Derek Francis Brunson's no, listen. Not, I think Brunson or Francis Ngannou need at least one more fight before they're on title shot level.
Brunson's not a heavyweight.
Oh, who am I thinking of? Derek Lewis. Yeah. I think each one of them need at least one more fight before they're on Stipe's level, and then maybe.
I think
but they're both still kind of young.
I think it'd be really fun seeing Francis Ngannou fighting Stipe. That's like a dream fight for
but
me. I like Francis Ngannou. So
who did he? What was
Arlovsky?
His tweet about?
Oh,
he tweeted something.
I didn't
recently.
See it. I didn't see
I'm
it.
I'm gonna look it up. He tweeted at someone like saying like, "Oh, I'm not afraid of you."
Oh, talking shiznit. That's what I'm talking about, Francis.
He subtweeted him.
Get it talking, boy. Rep that French fighting world.
Yeah, like I said, I think Lewis would probably be closer than Ngannou to me.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so? After what he did to Travis Brown? After getting his ass kneed in and he had to take a poop, he said, after the fight?
That was funny.
That was awesome.
That was super funny. Yeah, I don't think so, no.
Who else? Who else is even making a come up right now? In the heavyweight division.
I'd like to see
Francis Ngannou tweeted.
What about Fabricio?
I don't want to see that fight again.
No.
But Verdum is definitely still up there.
He's the number. He's ranked number one.
Damn.
Yeah. I mean, he's a number one contender.
That's almost what you have to do at that point.
It goes Fabricio, Cain Velasquez, Alistair, JDS, and then Francis Ngannou. Derek Lewis is behind him. Mark Hunt is number seven.
Ngannou tweeted, Stipe is not a matter for me, LOL.
Oh.
With some laughing emojis?
What? He's hollering.
He said hashtag the predator.
He's hollering, dude.
Bro.
He's crazy.
There's no... I don't know. Ngannou's a big heavyweight. Stipe is 245, but Ngannou's pretty big dude.
I don't see that happening.
I don't know. But yeah, our boy... He held quite a claim for himself. If he has one, that's just insane that he only has to defend the belt one more time and he breaks a record.
Yep. Like, three.
That's just weird to me. Brock Lesnar defended the belt two times.
Yeah. And like, right. What was his like and what was his like final record? Like 6-3 or something like that?
I think so. Look it up.
I'm trying to find something else. I'm in the middle. This computer's moving so slow.
I think Brock could come back. He says he's retired, but BJ said he was retired and he's back. Matt Hughes is thinking about fighting again.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Didn't Vanderlei retire and he's fighting in like a month?
Vanderlei is fighting...
Chael Sonnen.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Didn't he retire though? Like,
yeah.
Air quotes.
Right. If I'm fighting Chael Sonnen, I'm technically not retired. I'm still retired. Can I play some audio?
Sure.
Cool.
Go for it.
I just want to play my favorite clip of the weekend. That was...
What was that?
Which one? This one? Oh, sorry. Ooh, hey.
Hey.
Okay.
little musical intro for you.
I don't even know.
Is that Chris Brown? What is it?
No, that's at Party Next Door.
Ah. I like him. Yeah, I think he's a good addition on Drake's...
Yeah, Party Next Door is tight, bro.
Go on.
Check this little clip out.
Okay.
My favorite clip of the entire probably month.
Is this guy gonna mess this up again by doing steroids or snorting cocaine or sandblasting prostitutes? What's this guy gonna do? What's this guy gonna do to mess this up this time?
Prostitutes. Prostitutes. I beat you after a weekend of cocaine.
And prostitutes. Wait.
Michael Johnson's in the back geeking out.
Was the first time you did cocaine.
So wait,
you had been doing cocaine.
I had two.
Okay, I get your super.
I had two great.
Congratulations.
Back to back weekends. Cocaine one, your ass the next. That's a year. That's a month for the ages.
Oh man.
Damn. When was this? When did they do that?
You didn't see that? That's no, when
I
didn't they
watch
got
it.
To
I heard about it, but I didn't
bro,
watch it.
Bro, that's when they announced all the fights, man. There's
that was the expo.
Yeah, there was like I think they announced 8 fights. They announced Amanda Nunes is gonna be defending her belt at UFC 213
against. Been?
She hasn't fought since Ronda. She's just been chilling, making little cameos on shows and stuff. I've been seeing her repping, going around with her little belt and her little. Lion freaking mask doing weird shit.
Okay, well, good.
Yeah, she'll be fighting Valentina Shevchenko.
Ooh.
Ooh. That's very Russian.
Who's the featherweight champ right now in women? I forget her name.
So, there's not one right now.
Yeah, there is. They just fought. She beat Holly Holm.
No, you're talking about... Oh, Jermaine de Ronda, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
But
where's the random ape been?
Where's she even at on this list? I'm looking at all this shit right now, and she's not even. They don't even got.
Yeah, she thought she'd be Holly Holm for that belt. Yeah. She needs to fight Cyborg. Hello, make that happen. That will be one of the biggest fights of the year. Yeah. Cyborg. If Cyborg gets that belt, she's holding on to that belt. She's gonna pull Joanna,
so
and she's gonna hold on to it. There's no question.
Yeah.
Not even.
You think,
dude? Have you seen her first two fights in the UFC?
Dude, Cyborg? she's a mean woman.
Did you watch those?
I've seen her. I saw her fight like before that,
like in Invicta and yeah. stuff. Dude, her first two fights in the UFC knocked out both girls. Insane. Well, not, TKO either way. But Cyborg's going to hold that belt, and she's going to hang on to it for a long time.
She's going to end up, because I bet Jermaine de Randamie is going to end up having to vacate her belt, since she's not going to be able to
I think she said something about, like, oh, I'm going to get the surgery that I should have got a while ago, but I didn't, but I'm going to do it now. Like, some random, just...
Like, you got to give up your belt.
She's been in the crawl space, just hiding.
So, but, I lied, though. Okay. I have a...
Don't lie to me.
I lied a lot, because I have a other favorite clip. Audio clip.
Okay. Whenever you're ready.
I know you saw this, bro.
Never talk about my fucking mom. Whatever you want to call it. Smack the fuck out of you right now.
Oh, here, this is a better one. Let's play this one.
Yeah, I didn't really hear that.
I know his mama got tickets, so shut the fuck up about, hey, don't talk about my mom for one. Don't you ever talk about my mom. Don't you ever talk about my mom.
Who's that?
Michael Yessa and Kevin Lee.
Whatever you want to call it. I'm going to smack the fuck out of you right now. Don't you ever talk about my mom.
Yeah, what's good?
Why were they?
Kevin Lee landed a punch, too.
What?
They ran at each other, and Kevin Lee clacked his dumb ass here.
What was this?
You want to watch this?
Yeah. Spin that bitch around.
Oh.
When was this at that same thing that you were saying?
Yeah, this was all at the same shit.
Oh, this is great for a podcast, a visual,
yeah.
Some visual shit.
It's okay.
Shows up because I know his mama got tickets, so.
Oh,
man.
Oh, it's just the live feed.
Don't you ever talk about my
mom. Oh, Michael Chiesa. Oh.
Don't you ever talk about my fucking mama, dad. I want to hit the middle.
Like, whatever you want to call it.
I'm going to smack the fuck out of you right now. Don't you ever talk about my mom.
Yeah, what's good?
Look.
Bing. Oh,
he landed.
Good for Chiesa, dude. Good for Chiesa. What was
don't
Kevin
you ever Lee? Talk about my mom?
What was he trying to do? Trying to talk about there? Is Michael Kiss's mom like? He said like, oh, mom, dad, whatever.
He was just talking shit.
Okay, fair enough. That's really cool though.
Oh, what's up, Keith? It'll be probably like.
What are you doing?
Taylor's dad asked how long it's gonna be. We'll probably end around like.
I don't know. What else? What other fights were announced?
we'll end around 11.
Huh? Uh huh. Other fights? Yeah. I got a little news. Last weekend, I talked about Kevin Gastelum. He tested positive for marijuana.
Yeah.
And I was wondering what his punishment was going to be. I was wondering.
The entertainment loving people want all our rules.
Thanks, bud.
Mark Wahlberg had something to say.
Yeah, I guess so. Marky Mark. No funky bunch. I guess, you know, like, he could have been like a Nate Diaz. I mean, Nick Diaz. One of the bigger one.
That is Nick.
Okay, Nick Diaz. To where he could have gotten,
or
like...
Nate, sorry, Nate.
God, fuck it. The Diaz that got suspended Nate. 2 years for weed. It could have been like that scenario. And I would have been heartbroken if he would have got suspended for that long for marijuana.
Nick's the one who got suspended, though. I think Nate's bigger. He's taller.
Well, the 170-pounder. Natural 170-pounder.
Nick is the one who talks shit, who used to fight, like...
The one who fought George St. Pierre.
Yeah, that's Nick.
Okay. Yes. Nick
Nate is the one who fought Conor McGregor.
Okay, cool. Nick was suspended for 2 years for for marijuana.
Yeah.
And I was really hoping that would not happen to Kevin Gastelum. Fortunately, 90 days. That's all he got. The funniest thing is, since the day they start your suspension, like they have yet to announce. Like, I guess what happens is because Kevin went on someone's talk show and was it was an Ariel Helwani show. He's talking about like how it goes. Apparently, the day they start your suspension is when you first tested and they found out that things came back negative or whatever.
Yep.
So. Even though he didn't even know what a suspension was, technically it would have already started. You know, it could have been like two months from now.
Yep.
It would have started 2 months ago. So I think that's cool. But the funniest thing is like, you know, he's supposed to fight Anderson Silva at 213. I don't remember the date of that.
Not anymore, but.
Or 212, was it? Yeah, it was 212.
212, yeah.
The date that his suspension is up is the day before that fight.
Oh, so he.
Like, dude, that sucks.
That's grimy.
That's so corny.
That's grimy.
That's whack. But 3 months for Kevin Gastelum, he's going to sit out and smoke more weed.
Yep.
That's fine. I'm cool with that.
Yep.
That's like he took a little bit of time layoff.
Right.
But he did get fined 20%. That's that's a chunk.
Smack on the wrist.
Chunk of money.
John Jones and Daniel Cormier also got into a fight backstage because John Jones
as they
was
do.
Talking about Daniel Cormier's kids.
Oh, why?
Ooh, got a little spicy.
Why did he go there?
I don't know, man. That's
these guys, man. I'm so excited to see what they finally do to each other.
Oh my god, dude. I'm going to shit my pants when that fight is about to
hello.
start. Why is it doing that? Oh, cuz I was talking on the side maybe.
I turned you up because I didn't hear you on there. I just want John to win and just go on another reign. Just please stay clean of drugs and hitting pregnant women with your car.
Yeah, we're here for you, John. Like if you ever
need someone to talk to,
want
to
chill,
you know, on a podcast, you got in a podcast setting, you come in.
I got you, bud. I think you're allowed to maybe have a beer or two.
Michael Bisping's an alcoholic.
Yeah, but, you know, John Jones is probably, like, an AA. Like, he's probably, like, not allowed to, like, actually drink. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I bet they got him on some shit.
Programs. That was a while ago, though. I think he's cool now. He's probably like, oh, I'm on the straight and narrow.
He's probably still doing cocaine.
I wouldn't doubt it. The shit's out of your system, like, a week and a half. Like, yeah, he's fine.
Well, speaking of Mr. Alcoholic Bisping.
Speaking of cocaine.
No, Mr. Alcoholic Bisping. We are finally going to get our wish.
Yes, thank goodness.
Hey, go Yoel. Go Yoel.
But honestly, good on the UFC for realizing that. And I actually watched Dana White say this. He said, listen, I've waited for GSP for 3 years to come back. I had a fight set up. I'm not waiting any longer.
Right.
GSP came out and said, oh, yeah, I'm probably not going to fight till like October, September. And Dana was like, I'm not having none of that. None of that. Get that out of here.
Yep.
Smacked it out the air like no. That's
we're
not
waiting forever, GSP. But, especially for a fight that you literally got handed on a golden platter.
Well,
like
I hope he takes some sense into himself and realizes maybe I shouldn't go to 185. Maybe I should probably go back to my home weight class of 170 that I was so dominant for so many years.
Go ahead and go fight Woodley.
Dude. Or the winner of Woodley Maya. Oh, dude.
Ooh,
GSP
that'd be fire.
Versus Maya.
Ooh, that'd be fire. Just to have them. Oh, that'd be a cool fight to have
that
them even
that
fight.
That would be an
just,
insane grappling match.
Yeah, that would be. Oh, dude. That'd be so sweet. They've never fought before?
No.
Oh, that would be sweet.
That's one to watch.
Yeah, that's one of our
that's,
fights
that's,
to
that's
make.
The one I want
to
make for sure.
Hey, that's tight.
I'm excited about that. But. Good on the UFC for making giving what's his name? Fighting Bisping.
Yoel Romero.
Yes, Yoel, yes, for giving him this title shot. Well deserved, much
definitely.
Earned.
Definitely. Can't wait. That's good. Dude. Yoel's going to take the belt. No?
I don't know, man.
It's
going to
be a good fight.
Bisping's going to put up a fight. He's been on, he's been looking good in his defense. I mean, who he's fought? Dan Henderson.
Yeah.
Who else? I think that was the only defense, right? Was Hendo?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
What's Luke Rockhold doing other than sitting on his butt?
He needs to fight Silva. He needs to fight Silva coming up to say he did.
Yeah.
and move on from there.
we'll see.
Or Whitaker. I guess one of the
that'd
two, I don't remember who called each other out. I think it was Luke Rockhold called Whitaker out and said, like, yeah, I'll fight you.
Said like, yeah, I'll fight you.
Something like that.
Straight up.
Something of the sort. But good for Bisping for taking that fight, as he should.
Yeah.
At first I thought he was scared. You know what I mean? And that's why he was like, yo, yeah, I'll fight GSP for millions of dollars. And then now that he's doing that, I'm like, okay, that's pretty cool. So
yeah, we'll see what goes on in that middleweight division.
We'll see what happens.
You wanna take a break?
Yeah.
Take just like a little 5 minute
break. Take a breather.
Or something.
We'll come back, talk about some more news.
Yep.
This is some bullshit.
You got music?
Oh, I don't. You're in.
Hold on.
Yeah,
all right. What? Here.
Oh, damn.
You.
All right.
We'll end this in a cool
we'll
way
have music
in a second.
Later.
So,
yeah.
Can we?
Yeah.
Or you want to just play
it? Yeah, we'll edit in post.
Cool.
Yeah.
Microphone check 1, 2, 3. Master of ceremony, no matter the territory. I'm Coast, OZ or OG. My brain playing ring around the rosy. The fried egg in my head defies science. I'm Bill Nye going to great.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Everybody love, everybody know how it go. Everybody people, everybody bleed, everybody need some. Everybody love, everybody know. I've been knocking doors down like a Jehovah.
I've been knocking doors down like a Jehovah Witness.
Oh.
Woo!
Knock, Logic knock, is knock, knock, out here with the shit, hard. Man.
Yo, what is this?
What'd you find? Logic's out here. His album was, I don't know. Do you call it underwhelming? Or is it just kind of like a Logic album? I feel like
it's a Logic album.
Like, I like Logic, but I feel like it's just the last three albums have been like the same.
Yeah, thing. I mean, he kind of tried doing a little something different with this
His
one.
His beats
but
are so awesome, though. Yeah, like, that yeah, beat that, like, right. ah, that's a great sample. So I love his production, but just it's like, here's my thing with like the music that's been released lately. Like Kendrick's last album, Damn, was great.
Right.
It's perfect. So right. All I want to hear is like him talk about either his personal life or like some bragging
just
shit.
Some, yeah, some bullshit.
To Pimp a Butterfly, I did not like at all, because he just kept talking about like, oh yeah, you know, there's shit going on in the government. We need to take over and make it right.
Yeah.
Well,
thanks, Sean.
Someone's
being socially conscious and active and
Sean said someone's being socially conscious and active and I'm belittling it. But
I don't hear him talk about his normal day of life and like brag.
Okay, here's my thing.
He's talking about broad issues that affect the entire world and racism and these big huge issues.
Here's my thing. I use music to escape from that reality. I hear he said my earphones go back in. I use music to escape from all that nonsense on the news and all the bullshit and all the bad. Like, oh yeah, this many people died today. Like, I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
And yeah, I do. Like, you know, you absorb it and it's in your mind. And you're just like, that's fucked. So I use music as a way to get away from that and escape from that reality. Music is my escape. Even when I would rather be making music or be recording or, you know, listening. That's how I choose to, you know, get out of that. So if I'm hearing that in my music, I'm just like, it's not doing it for me. Like, Run the Jewels. Run the Jewels is great.
Run the Jewels tight.
But they're so political. They're
yeah,
so
that's
on
their
that.
Thing, you know?
That's their thing. I respect that. Great artist, but
right.
I don't know. Anyway.
So let's let's wrap this up.
We got a little heated into that.
So, yeah. Calm down, Sean.
No, listen to your own music.
I do all the time. All the time.
And you're way more Pimp a Butterfly than Damn, you jackass.
I'm more Pimp a Butterfly than Damn?
Damn.
Literally.
Sean out here sending zinger.
I'm not talking about political
zinger,
nothing.
Zinger.
Zinger.
That's
funny.
Apparently, okay. Tweets are suggesting that Cody Garbrandt might be pulling out of this fight with TJ Dillashaw.
What?
Yeah.
Where'd you see that? What tweets?
So, according... excuse me.
That can't happen, dude. That needs to happen.
An article by Amy Kaplan, who is a writer at creators.co, lead staff writer.
Okay.
UFC Bantamweight champion Cody Garbrandt and former champion TJ Dillashaw may have to put their giant beef on the shelf as it looks like their UFC 213 bout may be off. A tweet by Cody Garbrandt on May 12th, 2017 said, "Flying to Germany tomorrow for my second back procedure in less than 3 months. Rest easy, TJ Dillashaw. Your time will come."
What?
Okay. So,
but I just seen him on Instagram posting about how he trained with someone new and like got him in the gym and
yeah. Well, after this, he tweeted, "I tore my." This is also on May 12th, 2017, at Cody. Okay. No love.
Yeah,
"I tore my back over 2 months ago and did stem cells that didn't heal my back as I was told. Now off to Germany for another procedure."
Germany? Is that like people coming like Cleveland Clinic for like heart surgeries?
Yeah, I don't know. They're probably just doing some funky shit over there in Germany. They get down.
What are they? Yeah, what do they do there? Where they do that at? Where they do that at?
And
if
the
you listen to more intelligent music, you would know.
Ah, thanks, Sean.
Man, we need to build a barrier.
Build a barrier.
Set up some pillows.
a fort. No ass allowed.
And they actually took the fight off of the actual UFC.
No.
Yeah, it's not on the UFC.
No.
213 event. If you look.
Dude, I did not notice that. That's upsetting. This fight needs to happen ASAP.
Yeah, like, man, Rocky. I mean, it was the Ultimate Fighter cast. I mean, coaches, it has to happen.
I haven't honestly been watching the shows.
I watched the first
two. It's on Fight Pass, isn't it?
No, it's on...
No, you can get it on Fight Pass, though.
It's on Fox Sports. Yeah, I'm sure.
That's that, because I just... I hate watching TV in my living room with the cable box and record... Not a fan.
Yeah,
Damn, Scotty.
Scotty Thumbs.
Scotty's in every episode. Or is that Paige?
No. That was Scotty Thumb. That sounded like a Scotty Thumb right there.
Scotty's literally in every episode. What else you got? Any other new fights?
Yeah.
That were announced at that press conference?
I'm trying to find some. That Pettis and Cejudo got called.
Yeah,
off.
What? Oh, I wanted to ask you, what happened with that? Because I could not find... I, like, looked on quite a few... people's pages of news that I follow, and I could not find anything like of the, you know, of the sort.
Yeah, I got the article right somewhere around here.
Because I was really hyped for this fight. Pettis, you know,
yeah,
Showtime's Sergio. Brother,
yep.
Younger brother, he's been Serge. Looking not bad. And Henry Cejudo fought Demetrius Johnson and Joseph Benavidez and just lost to both of them, which are, you know, the top two flyweights in the world.
Joseph Benavidez tore his ACL.
Oh.
He'll be out for a while, unfortunately.
That seemed like such a common injury with any athlete.
Yeah, big...
It makes me worried. Like, I keep popping my knee. Like, I can put my knee in place and just, like, turn a little bit, and it'll, yeah, like, pop, like, when you, like, crack a knuckle.
Right.
So I'm like, damn, what if I'm, like, fucking shit up in there?
You're
like,
not
knowing?
I doubt it.
My dad has really bad knees. It's probably in the family. Arthritis.
Was that a joke?
Because yeah.
That's why you rap and don't do stand-up. Sergio Pettis and Henry Cejudo.
Don't quit your day job, son.
Oh, okay. According to multiple reports, a hand injury forced Cejudo out of the fight, which was going to take place on the main card.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pettis still got his money, and
he didn't
even have to make weight. So he said that it's a shitty feeling, but he got his money and didn't have to fight. So,
well,
good for
I mean,
him.
That's what you do this for, is for the money. So,
yep,
hey,
right.
He got a payday, and he didn't have to do well. I don't want to say that. He went through 3 months of training to get to this moment to let it all go down. I don't want to... I think the emotional toll on a fighter getting pulled last minute is way greater than something any of us will ever realize.
Yeah.
Because you literally spent money on coaches. You spent money, excuse me, on a diet program. You spent money on flying your family out. And, like, I don't know if the UFC takes care of that, per se.
Yeah.
But just... Everything you're spending money on is made up for this moment. Yeah, he got his show money, but he didn't get his win bonus money, which yeah. A lot of fighters, like, they might make 20 grand for showing up, but they'll make another 20 grand if they win.
Right.
And that's a big deal for, you know, especially like an up-and-coming fighter.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's I hope that fight happens in the future, though, because... I think that would be a great test for Pettis. He's like probably the next one to come up in that division. I don't know if he is going to be DJ's record-setting title fight, but
I don't know if any.
Well, anyone could be, but mm-hmm. Are they going to be, you know, worthwhile? I don't know. I don't know. DJ is just such a weird.
It's like what do you even do with that?
Who do you throw at him? Like, make Dominic Cruz like. Lose some toes and maybe
that's,
he'll miss.
That's the only person who's ever beat him, so.
Cut off one of Dominic Cruz's hands and,
You think that'd be a fire fight?
Do you think a hand is 5 pounds?
I don't know, but I feel like pounds? He'd cut off something else other than his hand. It's just how I feel.
A leg? I could fight with one leg. There's no way you could one leg DJ.
I'd probably cut, like, all my hair off. Like, take two shits. clean my ears.
Get a colonoscopy real quick. Clean my ears out. Oh my god. Make sure your belly button ain't got no lint. Nothing collected over the.
Yeah, I mean, that's all I have. But I don't know if you've seen this video of the. Have you ever studied, like, seen any type of Chinese martial arts? You know, Chinese martial arts are a big thing in MMA. It's a big.
Yeah.
I mean, from karate to all of the things that.
Muay Thai. Well, that's not Chinese, but it's in the Asian. That's in the descent. Asian.
Yeah. So, I don't know if you saw that video that's going around that shocked China.
Okay.
There was a Tai Chi master, okay? And Tai Chi is basically where you keep your hands, like, in front of you in a very weird way, okay? Yeah. And it's, like, more of, like, a yoga type thing.
Right.
It's more focused on, like, your breathing and kind of like a defensive type thing. So... a mixed martial arts fighter sent out a challenge saying that it's irrelevant. These arts that people are, it's because I hit a spring. These ancient arts that people are still practicing in Asian countries are totally pointless. So a Tai Chi master challenged this mixed martial arts fighter to a fight. It ended up 12 seconds long, and the Tai Chi master got knocked out.
Damn.
Cold. Straight up.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to go the way other way.
Nope. See, you would think. So, now that brings up the question, are old things like that, like, are old specialized type of tactics like that irrelevant nowadays? Should everybody just start doing straight mixed martial arts because it covers everything? Or do you think it's still...
That's the point, is that if he was fighting another Tai Chi guy, maybe he would have won, but he's fighting someone who...
Does all of it.
He could have walked in there and spinning back head kicked him, and he never seen that before, and boom, that's it. You know, mixed martial arts is such a broad spectrum. You literally anything, any style now, of fighting can go in that. I'm as sure long as you obey the rules.
I'm sure there are types of, because like I said, Tai Chi is a type of basically yoga.
Like,
now.
Look at boxers. Historically, any boxer that's come to the UFC gets mauled. Who fought Randy Couture at heavyweight? It was that black dude.
Oh. Not the dude who just got.
No, this is years ago.
Yeah, not the dude who just got inducted into the Hall of Fame, Maurice Smith.
No,
was it?
No. I gotta look this up. Historically, when boxers come to the UFC, they have zero knowledge of the ground game. They think like, oh yeah, I've been doing my takedown defense, and they're just like, get mopped on the ground. So I feel like that could be like, okay, so this guy comes into MMA, and then he's one-dimensional. The biggest thing is you can't be a one-dimensional fighter anymore.
Yeah.
You can't be... You can't just have one skill that you're really good at. You gotta have all skills that you're great at. And that's the biggest thing, is that people overlook that, and they're just like, oh, well.
I'm just interested to see... Because, like, for example, Conor McGregor uses a capoeira technique, and capoeira is a type of... Basically, like, it's Brazilian, and it's like a... dancing motion, pretty much. Like, they use capoeira for dancing.
Okay.
And I don't know if you've ever seen a capoeira kick. I'm watching a cat fight right next to us in the lousy weather media studio.
Not two girls. It's anyway. James Toney.
Oh, James Toney. You know, he just fought. That's funny. I actually just saw he fought at 48 years old and won. And he won his last fight.
Dude, he was so out of shape in the Randy Couture fight.
Imagine how he is now at 48 years old.
Yeah, that's nuts. That's wild. Who's the next? Okay, so Randy Couture, how old is he right now? Let me see.
Probably like 50-something.
He's 53. He fought until he was what? Let's see, his last fight was in 2011. So it's 6 years ago. So about 40, 45, 47, something like that.
You said he's 53 right now?
Yeah.
That's 6 years ago. It's 47.
Okay. Who is the next fighter of this current generation to last that long? I say Silva.
No.
Silva's already up there. He's going to be the next one. Because KOTOR was so dominant back in the day. And then he had a little, you know, rocky start. He would go through heavyweight.
So how long?
Remember when, I don't know if you watched UFC back then, but Randy Couture fought Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Randy Couture was the heavyweight champion.
Yeah.
When Brock challenged it. And it was just like, this old man is working these giant. Randy Couture knocked out Tim Sylvia, who we were just talking about. And it's just nuts, dude. It's insane. So who's going to be the next one of this generation? Look at like Frank Edgar. He's going to turn 36 soon.
True, yeah. Great shape.
Great shape still.
Cormier, man, still in great shape.
Cormier, all of our champions are pretty up there. Stipe's turning 35, 36. Cormier's 38. Bisping's 37. DJ's, I think DJ's still not pretty young. But
he's like 30. He's like in his 30s.
Yeah, but that's like prime age. So who's going to be the one that takes it to the 40s?
Man. Well, Cormier's already like 38, so
I don't know. Like Cormier just looks out of shape to me, but he still holds his own so well.
You think he might get retired by old John?
No, definitely not retired. He's been one of the best light heavyweights of recent years. It's other than John, who has done what Cormier has done at light heavyweight? Nobody. Johnson, yeah, but then Johnson fights Cormier, and that's it. Retires himself, and he's Johnson. Like what, 31, 32 in the prime of his. Ugh, I'm so mad at that still. He'll come back, I hope.
That's we'll gonna see. Be so fire.
I don't know. But I say Silva. Silva's gonna be the one. Maybe okay. Like a Dominic Cruz. Like, look at Uriah. Dominic Uriah Cruz, Faber's only like 37, 38.
He's done though.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
I actually just saw he's gonna be in the Submission Underground Grappling.
I've heard of that. That's something that John Jones has competed in.
Yep.
Because you're not under
Dan Henderson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not under contract of the UFC when you do things like that.
Dylan Danis, who is like one of the best jiu-jitsu wrestler or practitioners, he just got kicked out of I don't want to say who it was, but he just got kicked out of his gym.
Why?
Just on some random shit, I guess. They said it would be better if he was on, if he left the team.
Shit.
So he's going to be headlining against Jake Shields.
In what?
In
the Brazil. Okay, oh, cool.
And then also in that is Uriah Faber against some other guy who I think is just like strictly a grappler. And there's a couple other notable fights on
that. That's interesting to see.
That'd be not cool. Fights. Yeah. Grappling, I mean.
True.
Yeah, I watched the John Jones and Dan Henderson thing. It was kind of like an exhibition. They were joking around, kind of like.
Who won?
John Jones.
Oh, of course. John Jones. If John Jones is a Brazilian jiu-jitsu fighter, like there would be no one that could beat him. He can sink in a choke from a mile away, and you wouldn't even know it's coming. Like a Darshog, just yoke you up. So, Tony Ferguson, obviously still waiting, I guess. Do you think him and Khabib should fight, or should he move on?
Yeah, as soon as they're ready.
I don't know if you listened to me talking about last week, Tony Ferguson and Conor McGregor have the same manager.
Yeah.
And supposedly there's some inner works going that wants Tony to fight Nate Diaz.
Yeah.
So he can, like, you know.
Yeah, I saw all that little.
Knock him out of there.
Nate Diaz's conspiracy theory.
Yeah, exactly. I believe it. That makes sense.
I mean, it does make sense.
Like I said, the Diaz brothers are smart. They see this shit coming. You know. They're not going to fight these huge fights if not. Why are you so far away from the mic?
I sound fine.
To you. Now I turn you down here. Now talk.
Hello? Oh.
That's what everyone else hears.
Dang. I've been sitting like that for a minute.
Yeah. It's hard because I have one dial that controls what you hear in the monitor. Like I can turn myself up right now really loud, but the listener's not hearing this.
Oh.
But you are, because that's what that dial does. And I have another one that turns you up specifically for recording.
Oh, I thought I sounded okay, just because the way I sounded in my microphone, my ears, my bad.
I'm still learning. It's okay. Well, we'll get there.
Yeah. So if you had to just not hear me for like 20 minutes, sorry.
I'll turn you up. I'll cut that part out and turn you up a little bit.
Dope. There's a lot of I'm sitting here looking at the flyweight division. There's a lot of just unbeaten talent, like
in
fighters.
Flyweight, really?
Yeah, there's a lot of people coming up.
Where they at? I want to see. I want to see.
Where they at?
The flyweight needs something. Where they at? Dude. They need something. Yeah, need something big.
We'll see. We got our boy Magomed Babulatov. We just watched him fight.
Oh, yeah.
A couple weeks ago. Oh, yeah. I mean,
dominant wrestler, very dominant.
Yeah. This Carl's John de Tomas. He's unbeaten. Golden boy. Naoki Inoue. 10-0.
Naoki Inoue. Nihoi Inoue. Nihoi Inoue. Oh, that's
Doodle
great.
Bob.
Doodle Bob, no. That's great.
Well, you got any
shout outs to end the show?
All I got is shout out our sponsor, WIRR Modeling.
Who is that?
Who's Ray Roberts?
Oh, Ray Roberts.
You know who Ray Roberts is?
Who?
Well, you can check him out if you go to WIRR Modeling on Facebook and follow him on Twitter at the Ray Roberts.
Yeah. Take your shirts off and send him selfies, especially if you are a female. He digs.
I need to join this page. Apparently, he had someone hit him up like, hey, I only got this one picture, but can I be on your modeling page?
Yeah,
and he's like, yeah, dude.
That dude from like Africa or
something?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That was a great story. I need to take some shirtless pics. Dude, okay. I want to talk about this real quick. So, a girl on my timeline. On my Facebook.
Good start to
a
story.
On my Facebook page. Okay.
Hey.
She's really attractive.
Okay.
Right? She's a smaller girl, shorter, really skinny.
Right, right.
But she's got a ton of tattoos. Like, she's got the whole galaxy on her leg. She's got tatted up all through her arms.
Okay.
And she wears, like, a lot of wigs and does, like, cosplay type stuff.
Oh.
Like, she doesn't have to wear wigs. She's, like, natural hair. But I'm saying she does. Just, like, you know, take some pictures, like, some colorful hair and, like, some cool stuff.
Okay.
So she started a NSFW Snapchat.
Oh, snap, son.
For $30.
Oh, no, come on.
One time
she's charging.
One time payment of $30.
You
she'll,
did it.
She'll give you. I did not. I probably will, but I'm holding out.
No. Oh, she's grimy. You got to leave her alone.
I don't even know this
Somebody
girl.
Come get her.
She's dancing like. Anyway, I don't know this girl. I just follow her.
You're just like thinking about
her. She's cute.
Okay.
But I was like, damn, like the picture she's been posting to like promote her page.
Are
was like
selling Whoo. You?
Okay. Yeah, I was like, 30, that's all? That's only.
You think she's showing some poo-tang?
That's only three installments of $10.
Definitely titties, possibly poo-tang.
Well, how do you ask that? Like,
what about both?
Hey, are you showing, are you?
Yeah.
Are you,
no, I'd be like, listen, I'm paying 30.
What? That's what they do. I don't know that. I don't know that. She might be taking my money.
Sean's like extorting like Snapchat nudes.
That's what Lousy Weather Media does on the underground. No. she might be doing just like a bunch of little bra pics and like, oh, look at me.
Oh, hell
no.
Nah. See,
that's what I'm saying. How do you ask that? Like, hey, are you taking all your clothes off?
No.
She said not safe for work.
Bra pics aren't safe for work. This ain't no Sears underwear catalog. No Marky Mark. Anyway, no,
I would straight have to inquire.
Okay, here's the thing. So this is my point of the story. Anyway, so I might pay her money. If I don't, it don't matter. Anyway,
you need to ask first. Okay,
I will ask.
I need to see nipples or butt, or it's money.
Right.
No money.
I hope we'll see. I'll let you know.
Maybe even
we can share it. She even had like some rules. Like she said. Not for me. It's her story. She's posting on her Snapchat story. But she even said, like, you get one screenshot a month. If you forget, that's okay. And it was like, why would you put that rule in place then? Anyway, she reposted a guy's page. This male has...
Oh,
it was a picture of him shirtless, just like, you know, just like, ooh, hand behind his head, showing off his abs. Also charging $30.
So
to post dick on Snapchat,
dog.
Do you know? First of all, here's what I don't. I wonder.
Oh my goodness!
Listen, I'm curious about this because you know how many girls get unwanted dick pics via the Snapchat because they like tweet like, oh hey, follow me here, and then guys will just go insane. He's like, check out this cock. and girls are just like, I don't know, I don't want to see that block. So but now we have girls that are paying to see this.
I'm putting my...
That's what I'm wondering. Is this dude making any money?
If they are, I'm putting my dick... Oh, you know what? He's probably paying dudes to look at his dick.
I do not care. As long as they don't message me, I'll post my story at all times.
Oh, anyone wow. Can so you're saying... Oh, okay. So...
Yeah, if a guy thinks you're attractive, that's like the ultimate form of flattery. If a dude thinks you're attractive, that's how you know you're attractive.
I've never had a dude tell me I'm attractive. So,
well, that means you're not shit, Monty. I'm sorry. I mean,
I don't know. I'm not a. I mean, I used to look like a female, I guess. Feminine.
I did try one time. I was dating this girl and she was like,
I said I look like a female.
No, I do with my lesbian haircut. I was dating this one girl and she was also into girls.
That's lit.
So she had a lot of lesbian friends.
That's lit.
Not like at the same time, you know, she was all mine. But had a lot of lesbian friends and she had them dragging me to the inner belt. And I was like, damn, okay. Like I want to score a drink off a dude. Like, how do I do that? But nah, there was no way I could not even walk up to a guy and start a conversation in any place like that. There's no way. That's not going to happen. Probably going to cut that out. anyway, my point being is if this dude's making money off this, then I guess I got to make a new Snapchat.
Yeah, if somebody's making money off dick pics, I'm about to put my dick all over the Snapchat.
Bro.
Hit me up. Straight up.
My
right now.
My shit's
going
to be going
A&A fucking
off the wall.
Personal dick pics.
DM me. We'll set up a
you can hit up our manager, Sean Astet. Sean, what's
you can make payments.
Our PayPal is A&A dick pics.
A&A dick pics. Oh, God. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it's more delusional.
This is
episode 11-11. Make a wish.
Shut up. This is Evan. I wish people would follow my NSFW Snapchat. Anyway.
I wish this show would end.
All right. See you guys next time.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.